This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to contact the show, the fallout has begun. It's already been underway. It's already hit the NFL. I talked to you guys the other day and told you that these guys are having to make up ads. CBS and NBC are having to make up ads that they've lost because of the lack of viewership, the number of eyes that get to see these ads, and now they're having to give away ads. And they've been doing this now for the last couple of years, but it's bigger now. It's 20%. That's the most they haven't had to give away in years to make up for the loss. Normally, they're able to raise the rates the next year because they're like, shoot, the football is right as rain. NFL, that's like printing money. Not anymore. They're bar after bar. It's reporting, we no longer are going to carry football games. You can bet the same will be true of basketball. So, you know what? If the American sport needs to become soccer, it'll become soccer. Baseball, let's see what baseball does. Because one of these sports is going to say, you know what? We're taking a stance. I think it'll be baseball because you don't have as many prima donnas in baseball. Takes too much hard work to get there. And you say, oh, Kevin, it takes a lot of hard work to get to be in the NFL. It does. But you can affect the team more. In baseball, they got minor leagues. They got AAA ball players waiting for you to take a knee. Oh, yeah, baby. Go ahead, take that knee. But the other fallout is these guys are losing endorsements. Now, I want you to consider what usually happens with the endorsement deals. It's usually the left threatening us. If you do so-and-so, we will boycott you. We do boycotts normally. But what we've said is, okay, NFL, here's what we're going to do. We're going to quit watching you. And the capitalists in America are watching these numbers drop. I'm talking precipitously, just boom, 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 boom. Not gradual. You know, not like, oh, we had a little of a tick downward. No, we're talking about dramatic. 10, 12, 15, 19, 20 points. And they're saying, wait a minute. The temperature of the water has changed. Or maybe the flow of the ocean. It's changed. We got to go with a whole different flow. So they're taking these, they're looking at these people and they're going, look, you may be 68% or 70% of the NFL, but the people who watch you, are white folks. That's who's 70%. And you know what they're telling us? They can't stand you anymore. So they're losing deals. Now, I don't know. You know, my hope is that I can pick up a deal or two. You know? But, yeah, these guys are losing deals. And I got to tell you, I'm not mad at them. I'm happy that these capitalists have finally said, you know what? Enough is enough. Now, Nike stood behind the players. Fine, Nike. I'm going to tell you this right now. I won't buy any more Nike shoes ever again. That's a fact. I won't allow my kid to get them. Nobody's buying Nike shoes in our household. May not have that big of an impact, but it may have some. So we'll see what happens. But I love seeing this turnout, you know, this change of things. This is what we've needed. This is the type of correction that's, I don't know, it's probably decades overdue in terms of political correctness and left-leaning. I mean, come on, how much of this can we take, folks? How much are you willing to take? When you go to watch a football game, is that what you expect? The national anthem gets played and you watch guys take a knee? I'm insulted. I seriously, beyond the level that I can explain to you, I'm insulted. I was insulted when Kaepernick did it. Nine players did it, and you could count them on your hand, on both your hands, obviously. But now we have hundreds doing it, and they say, oh, we're not doing it for the anthem. Well, then why didn't you do it before? One of my friends wrote to me and said, Kevin, ask this very simple question. If you're not doing it against Trump, and it was about the anthem, then why didn't you do it before? Why is it when Trump made a comment about the nine guys that he wished that the owners would fire, suddenly we got to have a mass, you know, revolt against Donald Trump, which, by the way, is still a mass revolt technically against the national anthem and the flag, because if it isn't against that, why are you revolting against Trump for making a statement that said, as the president of the United States, the person who is the top sales guy, the marketing arm of this country, I don't think you should be doing that to the flag. And you go, it's a now against Trump. How beautiful of him to do this. Oh, you weren't as big as me. You weren't willing to take a knee yesterday for the cause, right? You were willing to stand for the national anthem. And when I protect the national anthem, you suddenly are against me? Explain that to me. Mike Tomlin, coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, black ethnocentric racist, explain it to me. Because I've done nothing wrong. It would be like Mike Tomlin protecting his football team, you know, saying, look, I don't care what you think about whatever, but I protect my players. If a coach says, you know, you can say what you want to me, but these are like my sons, I'm going to protect my players. And people, oh, Mike Tomlin, look at him, getting all crazy, protecting his kids, you know, these players. You'd go, what do you expect him to do? You know, so-and-so, he's a terrible running back. Hey, he may not be the best running back in the league, but he's an amazing talent for us, and we're happy to have him. Can't believe he said that about that running back. Look at Mike Tomlin. He's awful. Anybody that would say that about my running back is an SOB. I can't believe he said that. That's what you do. Donald Trump's protecting the country. That's what his goal. That's what his job is. Not his goal. That's his job. It is a goal, but it's just amazing. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Hillary Clinton gets attacked. And this is an interesting story just in and of itself because of the person who attacked her. I want to cover Megyn Kelly this time, too. I think we need to talk about Megyn. It's been an inauspicious start for her at NBC, to say the least. And I happen to like her as a person. Megan's a fun person. But it's funny to watch her pivoting away from politics and trying to become part of pop culture and not having as much success. And then, of course, we must talk about this new incident, this thing that happened for the ladies. It's mind-boggling, earth-shattering. We'll see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
I'm trying to learn to pick my battles when I date girls. I usually argue with women all the time, man. I'm stupid like that. You know? Like, I dated this girl one time. She was, like, really into, like, women's issues. So we used to always have these dumb arguments. So one time she came up to me, she goes, okay, explain this to me, Bill. Why does a guy make more an hour to do the exact same job, huh? I go, I'll tell you why. Because in the unlikely event that we're both on a Titanic and it starts to sink, for some reason you get to leave with the kids and I have to stay. No, it's $1 an hour surcharge. That if some stuff happens, either I can't leave or I gotta, like, get in the way of it to give you a head start, like, grab it, dog, run, honey, one Mississippi, sippy. You hear a bump in the night, I gotta go check it out, like, yes, he does have a knife. Anytime there's a hostage situation, who do they negotiate for first?
Well, at least let the women and children go.
Well, what about me? Bullets hurt me, too. What if... do I gotta stay in the vault? No, that's my point, man. Where are all the feminists in those situations? You know what I mean? You can't find them. There are no feminists in a house fire. It's a guarantee. You can take the most hardcore feminist, some chick right in your face, like he's choking and picking on a little short little haircut, the whole nine yards, right? Second those flames break out, she's going to twist those little hairs into pigtails. No, I'm just a girl. I want to go play jump rope. And leave you standing in a burning house like you're not flammable. You know, but I'm not a dick, though. I'm not saying I think a woman should make $1 less an hour to do the same job. All I'm saying is if you're going to make what I make when the boat sinks, you better be standing right next to me, listening to that guy play the cello. Then you get the corner office. You get all the benefits or whatever.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Kevin Jackson Show. Having a little snack in between the break there and that Bill Burr takeover. I love Bill Burr. He's a funny guy. I didn't like his last stand-up set. It was kind of, eh. But he's a funny guy and a good actor. Friend of a friend. Hope to have him on the show soon because I really want to get his take on political correctness and a bunch of other stuff. But anyway, I digress. The reason why I played that clip is because of women's rights and the women just recently got some new rights. Are you guys aware of this? Yeah. I didn't realize how oppressed women could be in America, but we finally gave them the right to drive. Did you guys hear this story? In America, women can drive. Now, I've been seeing women drive. Oh, so Saudi Arabia gave women the right to drive. Okay. Producers, correct me. Okay, well, I just figured if women couldn't drive in Saudi Arabia, they couldn't drive anywhere else, right? I mean, the women's movement is worldwide, is it not? Or was it just a bunch of rich white women only caring about themselves in America? I'm just curious. If somebody could enlighten me, I'd love to know. You guys heard this story? Yeah, Hillary Clinton must be proud. The twice-failed candidate for president finally yielded some results for her efforts. Gloria Steinem. Where are you, girl? Woo! Can we arrange an awards dinner so we can congratulate the women's movement for getting women in Saudi Arabia the right to drive? Strange, ladies. Awesome. Woo! Who knew that these women would be so productive? How long have they been fighting this battle? Since the 60s? When was the no bra movement? What did they take off the bras and go, you will deal with these breastesses. And we are women, here we roar. Helen Reddy singing her song. Billie Jean King whooping up on Bobby Fischer. I remember all of it. Woo, man. Now, what is it? They make 78 cents to every dollar a man makes. And men in America got to drive them to work. Maybe that's why we get that extra 22 cents. Ah, man, but hey. It all paid off. It all paid off. Gosh, I couldn't be more happy for women. Yeah. Women get to drive in Saudi Arabia. What do you mean? What are you looking at me like that for? That's a big deal. That's a huge deal for Saudi Arabia. Women get to drive. Think about this. Women have been catered around, driven by men. You can go over there. You know, wearing the big old hijabs or whatever they call it. You can see the eyes and stuff. Maybe the face. I don't know which one they have in Saudi Arabia. Here's my curiosity. What do you do if you're a tourist in Saudi Arabia and you go over there and you say, hey, Enterprise, I want to rent a car. I tell you what, let's do this. Let's say it's Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton goes to Saudi Arabia. He wants to rent a car. And he says, well, will your lady be... Monica, will she be driving the car? And then Bill goes, well, yeah, I'd like to get Monica approval to drive her. Kathleen, and then pick ever which one you want. Hillary, take your pick. Paula, I want him to drive the car. Maybe he's got a harem. Bill Clinton's got all his women friends, his ladies, his harem of women. And he goes to Enterprise and they say, we'll pick you up. And he goes, okay, great. So I'm here with my six women. And I need somebody to drive. And he goes, I'd like to make them all authorized drivers. What did you do? What did they do before this? You see how big this is? Hillary Clinton can now be a driver on Bill Clinton's contract in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, or wherever. in Saudi Arabia. In the kingdom, Hillary can now drive her own car, probably in the presence of a man only. But she can at least drive her car. This is huge. This is big. What next? Women will get to do their own honor killings? Now, just think before you rule it out. I mean, who would you rather be stoned to death by? Would you rather be stoned to death by a group of your peers? I'll put it to you in black terms. The NFL football players who take a knee, I would venture to tell you, if they said, you're going to be stoned to death, would you rather be your homeboys or would you rather be a group of rich white men? I'm going to bet you that the brothers say, I'd rather be my homeboys, because they want their homeboys to live with that horror for the rest of their lives. Woo, man, this is a big deal. I'm just saying, women, leftist women, I didn't think you had it in you. But you got together, you pooled all your resources, and you have finally done something really big in the world, getting these women to drive. George Bush, when he waged war on Iraq and Saddam Hussein, I'll never forget seeing the first two women who had graduated from college post Saddam Hussein. And I thought to myself, that's pretty interesting. Maybe the women's movement will look at George Bush and go, you know what? What a stand-up, stellar dude. But they didn't. Yeah. I'm sure somewhere, though, in Riyadh, they plan to erect the statue of the woman who made all this possible, Barack Obama.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Be honest, Americans that voted for Hillary Clinton. Aren't you embarrassed? Be honest. Come on. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome, everybody. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Hillary Clinton, if she were the commander-in-chief, she would be saying to young black NFL players, it's okay if you disrespect the flag. It's okay if you disrespect the national anthem. It's okay if you disrespect America. You know why? Because I'm your commander in chief right now. This idiot who thinks she can deploy troops and ships to go help the people of Puerto Rico. This delusional bat case. Unbelievable, Hillary Clinton. If you're not embarrassed, I'm embarrassed for Hillary Clinton. And let me tell you, that's tough for me because I don't care anything about her. I'm embarrassed for her. This is a woman running around, still blaming everybody, trying to sell a book that nobody wants. Look, I dare you. I dare any of you leftists who are like, Kevin, you're jealous, or what all the other litany of excuses and things you guys say. I dare any of you leftists to look at Hillary Clinton's sales of her book this week. And tell me people care about her. Look at the buzz that's going around about Hillary Clinton right now. Show me some positive stuff. Show me anybody outside of the lamestream media who's going after Donald Trump and trying to prop this crazy lunatic up. Show me anybody that gives a crap about what Hillary Clinton thinks. The majority of the people right now who had voted for Hillary Clinton don't give a crap about her. She is old news. If she ran today, she'd get her butt kicked even worse. You know it and I know it. Come on, leftists. Bring it. You know I'm telling the truth. You suckers get mad. They get mad at me, man. Hillary Clinton attacked by a pollster. This was in The Week. Bill Clinton's former lead pollster, Stanley Greenberg, published a blistering dissection of Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. I'm going to stop there. As if we need it. But let me tell you, the autopsy, the alien autopsy of Hillary Clinton still goes on at this moment. They still want to know what happened. to quote Hillary Clinton's book. They know what happened. Hillary happened. And finally, people are speaking out. It's months, folks. We're almost a year beyond this. Next month is a year. Not quite. The month after that is a year that since Donald Trump whooped Hillary Clinton's butt, and they're still wondering what happened. And they're still, it's the same old lessons, the same old, you know, rhetoric of the left. Donald Trump is stupid. Donald Trump is unstable. Donald Trump is it. And meanwhile, what are they saying about Hillary Clinton? Nothing. Nothing. Please go away. Shut up. Why don't you just stop blaming everybody? No. I'll get to that in a second. I talked earlier about Barack Obama. Where's he? The guy who's going to carry her over the finish line. The guy who actually issued FISA warrants in order to stop a candidate from becoming president. And he has the nerve to say Russia is the one we need to be looking at for interference. A guy who put the dog, I'm talking about put the biggest resources of the government after Donald Trump. And he can do nothing. He could find nothing. You want to stop and talk about that for just a second? Think about this. They first said, we're going to look at Donald Trump for his ties to the Russians after he made this comment because they thought they'd find some dirt on him. And they didn't. They went after everybody. Manafort. What's going on with Manafort? Oh, they're going to convene a grand jury on Manafort. 2-3 weeks ago, Manafort was all the news. Nothing's happened. So it was Manafort, then it was Jared Kushner, then it was Donald Trump Jr., then it was some Russian lawyer and all these other things, right? So you got all this stuff going on about Donald Trump and the Russians. They issue FISA warrants, find out there's nothing there. They have to remove the FISA warrants from Manafort and put it into just a criminal activity, which they can't prove because it doesn't exist. Manafort's issued all of his, here's my emails. So did Donald Trump Jr. Here are my emails with meetings. And then, you know, the biggest beef they have today? Oh, the Donald Trump team's using personal emails. Hillary Clinton, the woman who wrote the book on the use of personal emails for skullduggery, has the nerve to talk about the Trump team using their personal emails. They may have used their personal emails, but they're saying, here they are. We're not deleting them. We're not bleach-bitting them. We're not beating our hard drives and our phones with hammers. But Hillary Clinton, just tell you, they want her to go away. Will you just go away, Hillary? So the next phase, after they couldn't get Donald Trump on any collusion with Russia or any of these other, or any of his satellites, Manafort, Kushner, all of them, even some they made up, then they said, well, it may be a matter of national security. Let's reissue FISA warrants on everybody. So they willy-nilly. So what's the lady's name? Susan something? Just issuing FISA warrants like, here's a FISA warrant, FISA warrant, FISA warrant. So they're looking at anybody associated with Trump. Now it is specifically to thwart the election. Specifically. Not even, there's no question about it. Susan Rice is involved. Oh, let's reissue FISA warrants on so-and-so. We'll find some dirt. Surely there's something on Donald Trump we'll have. I said Donald Trump's, that dude is cleaner than a surgery room, operating room. He's clean. You couldn't look up orifices any more than you've looked in the government under Barack Obama, looked under Donald Trump. That's why, let me tell you something. Barack Obama, when he made the comment that, well, when he was teasing with Donald Trump, at least, I'll be president, like alluding to Donald Trump would never be president. Barack Obama had put so many things in the works that he said, we will dig up dirt on this man and we will ruin him. They had, consider this, how many years did they go back to find that tape of Donald Trump with Billy Bush talking about grabbing women by the blinky blink, right? You got that. How many years did they go back looking at his taxes? That was supposedly going to blow up in his face. Donald Trump took every single thing that these clowns did because he runs his businesses by the book. And he says, go for it. Rachel Maddow dedicating an entire show to showcasing how little this man paid. The buildup. Donald Trump pays no taxes. He's a tax cheat. Look at Donald Trump. He'll never do anything with taxes. And they find out Donald Trump paid like $50 million in taxes. Oh, my gosh, he paid $50 million in taxes. Donald Trump paid more in taxes in 1 year than the Congressional Black Caucus pays in their entire lives combined. Suddenly, the narrative doesn't fit so well. So they're going after Donald Trump for all these different things. But Barack Obama just knows we'll find dirt on him. Don't worry. Hillary, you just don't worry about it. And they did this. Get this. We find out they did a lot of these shenanigans in October. They thought they were going to pull an October surprise on Donald Trump. And the more they dug, the less they got. And so we have a president who actively issued FISA warrants in order to thwart an election, and they go after Putin. That's how crazy the left is. It's Putin. He's interfering with elections. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, You got this guy shooting prairie dogs. Barack Obama going after everything that could possibly, I mean, anything close to Trump. And he's got nothing. Talk about clean. Talk about, I mean, if they went to get it, pick any politician you want, anyone, and have them do the level of scrutiny that they did on Donald Trump, phone calls, emails, all the things that you can imagine they are able to amass on a guy like Trump. Given everything he's had to do, the buildings, dealing with unions, dealing with these crooked mayors and what have you, and they got nothing. Wow. Consider that, folks. This is huge. What this proves is Donald Trump must be one of the most straight-laced guys on the planet, and the left can't handle it. Because let me tell you, you put that level of scrutiny on any of those suckers, and so many dominoes fall, so many people are in prison, your head would spin. That would be a perp walk that would last a long time. So I love this. I love watching this all play out. How Donald Trump, we're going to get him. Somebody says they're going to impeach, Al Green, Representative Al Green, a member of the Congressional Black Circus. He's a Congressional Black Circus clown. Al Green wants to impeach Donald Trump because of what he did to the NFL. And Maxine Waters says, it doesn't even matter what we impeach him on. We can impeach him on whatever we choose. Whatever we choose to impeach Donald Trump on, we can impeach him on. And there ain't nothing he can say and nothing he can do. Really? James Brown. Oh, man. You got Sheila Jackson Lee kneeling on the floor. Solidarity with the NFL players. Do I need to tell you how this Congressional Black Circus clown out of Houston, Texas, what she's done to her people there? And whatever ward she's in, I forget which ward she holds dominion over. This lady is a clown first class. And she's kneeling on behalf of black multimillionaires, down in solidarity. Sheila Jackson Lee has never dealt with a cop in any way, shape, or form that was menacing to her. You can bet on that. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Go check us out, racepimping.com, my book, teapartycommunity.com, if you want to be part of the next wave of the revolution. And I hope you will join us. Is it me, or does Barack Obama look like he's 150? Have you seen this dude? I'm not even kidding you. I saw Barack Obama, and I don't know, you know, I don't know about makeup and all that. Sometimes I have makeup on the TV. Most of the time I don't. Just to me, it's a waste of time. I'm just too pretty. No, it isn't that. It's just that they charge for these makeup artists to come in like $100. And honest to God, they powder me. And I don't have the heart. It isn't my money. It's Fox's money. But I look at it as, you know what? If I look a little tired or whatever on TV, but my content is good, and I save Fox $100, I'd rather do that. Because, I mean, I do, you know, 3, 4, 5 hits a week sometimes, and it could, you know, it's a lot of money. So I'd rather that money get saved. But anyway, they just powder. They give me a quick little, you know, thing here and there. I almost could do it myself, to be honest with you. It's just a little too gay for me to be doing my own makeup. Even though my friends, I have buddies that are all male, and they do their makeup for TV. But I don't know if Barack Obama has a makeup artist, wears makeup. I mean, he has to. Because Michelle, you do not want to see Michelle Obama without makeup. I'm just being honest. I mean, you know what Oprah looks like without makeup, right? Okay. You've been warned. So, I don't want to see it. So, you would think that Barack would say, hey, Michelle, can I use your makeup artist, you know, for to go out in public? But, man, I'm telling you, I saw this guy. I thought Bill Clinton looks worse. I won't lie to you. Bill Clinton looks horrible. But Bill Clinton's horrible is, number one, he's, you know, 15 years older than Barack Obama, so maybe a little older than that. He's older than him, than he. So there's that. And also, he's got, like, I don't know, some ailments maybe. I mean, look, when you get over 70, which Bill Clinton is, you're going to have skin conditions and things like that to make you look bad. Now, he looks horrible. He looks horrible. My grandmother had the most amazing skin into her 80s, late 80s, when she died. Amazing skin. My great-grandfather was into his 90s. Baby butt smooth skin. I mean, you take away the physical aspects of my great-grandfather being able not to move around, and I'm telling you right now, the man was, it was amazing. You wouldn't even know how old he was. But Bill Clinton, yikes. But let me tell you, I saw Obama. Have you seen him? Get a picture, a modern picture of Obama. He's not dyeing his hair at all. He's completely gray. I mean, almost completely gray. And he looked terrible. He did. I don't know what his, you know, health issues may be. And again, I'm not trying to cast aspersions or anything like that. But I'm just telling you, the dude does not look good. But that's not what I want to talk about. I had started earlier talking about Hillary Clinton and the fact that the left do not like her. And Hillary's saying, I don't even care. You have no what are you going to do to me, Chuck Schumer? You have no message. You're getting beat up by Donald Trump. You can beat on me all you want. You got Bernie people that are mad. So in other words, Hillary's essentially saying, I got nothing to lose. You can't touch me. You can't touch this. I'm Hillary. She is. She's mocking them. She's taunting them. Multiple people. Hillary, go away. Whatever. They have marginalized her. Chuck Schumer said Hillary needs to stop blaming other people. Start looking at herself. I could go on. Many people. They want to make room for other folks. Who have you been hearing talked about other than Hillary? Think about it. You heard about Kamala Harris? The Indian lady? She's like Greek and Indian or something like that. You heard about her? No. You heard about Bernie Sanders, Chuck Schumer. Who do they have? Who's going to run in the next series of elections? Cory Booker? Who? Hillary Clinton is still soaking up the cycles, and the sad part is nobody even gives a crap that at the left. Let me tell you how much ground these people have lost. All you got to do is pay attention to what I'm telling you. They've lost ground. In practically every way, to the degree that Hillary Clinton remains relevant. How scary is that? Wow. So, the former lead pollster, Stanley Greenberg, lead pollster for Bill Clinton, mind you, published this dissection of Hillary's 2016 campaign that has been described as blistering. And in it, he skewers her, quote, malpractice and arrogance for contributing mightily to the election of Donald Trump and its profound threat to our democracy. So, look, I love when they finish things off by saying, Trump's dangerous, and Hillary let him in. So now they're blaming her because Donald Trump was able to get in. It's her fault that this, whatever happens in the democracy, is her fault. And you know what's crazy about this is, what are they going to say? I mean, Donald Trump's already been a rock star. But what are they going to say when they have to recognize it? When they are forced to say, you know what? He was right. Kevin Jackson's right. Donald Trump's a rock star. Do you then credit Hillary? No. They can't do that either. I'm loving this. He goes on to say this. Greenberg acknowledges criticism of Clinton's, quote, handling of the email server, paid Wall Street speeches, and her deplorables comment. But in his takedown, he offers up his own opinion on what happens. So before we get into his opinion, I want you to think about the email server. When you're listing the things that hurt her the most, let's look at them. Email server, Wall Street paid speeches, deplorables comment, cheating with the DNC, you know, on the debate stuff, cheating Bernie Sanders with the DNC. How about that? Her illnesses, her lack of campaigning and keeping up the pace of Donald Trump. So that's kind of my little short list. Relying too heavily on Barack Obama, pandering to the left, not reaching across the aisles. I mean, I could go on, but those are the main things. But here's what this guy says. He says the Trump presidency concentrates the mind on the malpractice that helped put him in office. Huh. The malpractice that helped put him in office. Okay. He says, for me, the most glaring examples include the Clinton campaign's over-dependence on technical analytics, its failure to run campaigns to win the battleground states, the decision to focus on the rainbow base and identity politics at the expense of the working class, and the failure to address the candidate's growing trust problem to learn from events and reposition. Now, if you look at those individually, so first thing he says is they relied on the analytics. No question about that. I don't know whether that's good or bad. It's not even for me to comment on what I think of the analytics. You run analytics and you live and die by them. I think what they did is they ran analytics to suit what they wanted the outcome to be versus really testing. So that may be the biggest thing I could say there. The battleground states. I just recall distinctly when Hillary Clinton says, I'm leaving Pennsylvania, and I know Pennsylvania and Michigan to go campaign in Texas. And everybody said, why are you doing that? Texas is in play. The analytics say Texas is in play. And I remember thinking, boy, you know, to even remotely dream that, at least for today, it's pretty wild. But they did. The other thing that he talked about was the decision to focus on the rainbow base and identity politics at the expense of the working class. So true. The people who put Donald Trump over the top were the everyday average white Americans who were sick of being told they were racist, etc. And here's Hillary Clinton pandering to this crowd. Has anything changed? The woman that said that the national anthem is racist, if she were commander-in-chief, that's her stance right now. And she wonders why she lost? Do you think that the left, guys, their whole strategy right now against Donald Trump is to continue to make him a racist, and they're using the NFL as their example, and they actually think this strategy is going to work. They think black people are going to go, yeah, man, he's picking on all them brothers, making all that money, and, you know, and he could be picking on them white boys somewhere making what, all that money. They don't get it. Trump has them battling each other on class. That's what this is about. Really? So I should feel sorry for Kaepernick, a multimillionaire, and all these other players, it's not going to happen. And then the final thing that he talked about was her trust problem, which I think was the biggest. It's tough to trust Hillary Clinton. She's a crazy woman. Anyway, I got to leave it there for now. We'll be back in just a bit.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.